At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Thursday, 13th day of December for 2018. In the news for today, the Amador School Board welcomed two new members at its meeting Wednesday night and reviewed the district's budget as the board seeks to improve its financial situation. Sworn in last night were two new school board members, James Marzano and Deborah Polskamp, as well as returning member Candy Thompson. The board approved an interim budget report for the 2018-19 school year. At issue is lack of reserves for the district. The state requires the district to maintain a reserve equal to 3% of its overall budget, or in the district's case, just a little over $1.25 million. At the start of the fiscal year in June, the district had just $146,000 in reserves. Budget changes have raised the projected reserves to $375,000, an improvement, but still short of the requirement. The revised number only includes changes made through October and does not reflect the layoffs the board approved at its last meeting in November. Finally, the board approved a new Director of Technology Services position for the school district. The position is intended to replace the Chief Technology Officer position that was eliminated from the County Office of Education in October.
Well, the Amador County Sheriff's Office, in collaboration with the Ione Police, Sutter Creek Police, and Jackson Police Departments, will conduct an active shooter drill at each of the comprehensive high schools in Amador County during the winter break when school's not in session. The all-day drills are scheduled for December 27th at Amador High School and January 2nd at Argonaut. Participants will include voluntary school staff, voluntary students in 11th or 12th grade with parent permission, school leaders, and local law enforcement officers. The purpose of the drill is to practice procedures and provide recommendations for further school safety preparation and planning. According to Amador Sheriff Martin Ryan, quote, training and collaboration between our schools and first responders is critical to a coordinated and effective response to an event we pray will never occur. Now, Amador School Superintendent Dr. Amy Slavinsky added, quote, this is a great opportunity for us to continue our collaboration with our local law enforcement agencies and to ensure our schools are as prepared as possible for an unimaginable event such as this. For more information about the drills, contact the Amador County Sheriff's Office at 223-6500 or the Amador County Unified School District at 257-5334.
And the Calaveras County Water District Board of Directors have approved a customer assistance program. The program is limited to 200 water customers and 200 sewer customers, and applications for the program will not be available or accepted by CCWD until Wednesday, January 2nd next year. The program is designed to provide financial credits to customers whose incomes are at or below 200% of the federal poverty guideline. The primary verification of income is proof of participation in PG&E's CARE program. Applicants will need to turn in a completed signed application along with a recent PG&E bill in their name showing CARE program participation. Applications will be reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis. Additionally, if the applicant is a tenant, they will need to provide CCWD with a copy of their current rental agreement with their landlord. For more details, contact CCWD Customer Service.
And texting from your cell phone could cost you more in California if a new fee is approved by state regulators. The money raised through the new fee would go toward phone services for the poor. The State Public Utility Commission deliberating whether to tack on a text messaging flat fee with the money raised, which could total about $44.5 million, go into phone accessible services for those in need. An exact amount consumers would pay wireless carriers is unclear, but will likely be billed as a flat surcharge, not as a per-text fee. Now, the wireless industry and business groups have been working to defeat the plan, arguing that the state commission lacks legal grounds to do so. Well, a report from the CPUC argues the fee is needed because the revenue generated currently from wireless carriers is not enough to cover the current $998 million budget for the public purpose program. The proposal is scheduled for a vote next month by the state PUC.
And Amador High School Musical Theater presents the jazz blockbuster Chicago. Bargain-priced previews are set for 6 o'clock tonight and 2 p.m. on Saturday the 15th, $5 per person or $10 for a family. Opening night is set for December 15th at 7 p.m., followed by performances on December 18th and 20th at 6:30, with closing night on December 21st at 7 p.m. Admission is $10 per person, $20 per family, and again, this is a family-friendly version of Chicago.
And the Sutter Creek Parade of Lights coming up this weekend. The annual Sutter Creek Parade of Lights will be held tomorrow, Main Street, Sutter Creek, 615, rain or shine, shuttle service available.
Saturday.
I keep thinking today's Friday, folks. I am sorry about that. This is on Saturday. Main Street, Sutter Creek, the parade starts at 615, rain or shine. There will be shuttle service available, shuttles running from 3 to 6 p.m. and again after the parade. And consider bringing a non-perishable food item to drop off for the Interfaith Food Bank. There will be specially marked boxes there as well. And also want to remind you guys about First Five Amador's annual Children's Holiday Festival. The 17th annual Children's Holiday Festival will be held tomorrow, 5:30 to 8 at the Margaret Dalton Children's Center on Broadway in Jackson. There'll be winter festivals from around the world, activities, music, snacks, Santa and Mrs. Claus, holiday entertainment, and more. The event is free. For more info, 257-1092.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
It's Thursday, and I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.